Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, the South Carolina Farm to Institution Program has announced the availability for grant funding through the South Carolina Farm to School Program. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, you're right. The Farm to School Program has been one that I really take interest in, knowing that it's a new expanded market potential for farmers. And also, I think we'll put a better product, if you will, called a menu in front of our kids, all in trying to just reinforce the importance of farmers to kids before they get so smart, you know, like in junior high or high school, they're all, you know what I mean, as a parent. So we're real tickled at the progress and the growth of Farm to School, and now we call it Farm to Institution. Proud for a lot of reasons. It's a nice collaboration between several state agencies working together.
This umbrella organization that's called the South Carolina Farm to Institution Program, that may be a new term to people because it's really not that old.
That's right. Farm to School started back 5 years ago as a two-year project with a grant from the CDC, and now last year we sort of transformed it into this collaborative effort called Farm to Institution, again with state agencies ourselves, DHEC, DSS, Department of Education, and Clemson, working together to figure out all of the hurdles in getting more of our local farm products into our school menus.
But still, the primary benefactor is, if you will, the Farm to School program. And, of course, the goal is to get more schools involved because it's a win-win situation for everybody.
That's right. And that's why the grants are so important, to help them along the way of learning that. And beyond the time of the grant, I would hope that the school administrators would see the value in putting some of their own resources toward it. But a $5,000 grant potential should get some attention and afford so many things that they might not do initially on their own. So that's the purpose of really any type of grant program. But in this one, it is to absolutely encourage at the local level, at that school or that district, the importance of getting the local farm products into their menus.
Now, of course, there is online help for applying for these grants. Let's give out that website.
You're right. As with everything, we can do things online, and it's, as we've been talking about, it is SC, Farm to Institution, all written together, .com. Website there gives the assistance necessary for folks to apply. So it's a pretty easy process. They got to remember that the deadline to apply is May 6th, so just a little over a month from now. So we want our schools to apply. I know there are nearly 60 who have benefited from this at any one time, so we're getting the word out. It just takes the work, takes the boots on the ground, as we call it, to make these things happen. But the grant program is so very important to make it really get to the next level.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.